Bill and Pete.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can.
Good.
At it again, man. Late night. Kind of.
You can call it early day.
11 for people in Central.
AM. See, no one even has to know. That's a good part about doing Anchor is no one even has to know what time it really is.
Game time. Oof.
Game time. Oof.
What is that you cracked open?
A Soleil lemon flavored sparkling water beverage.
Sparkling water beverage. Cool. I'm going to grind up some bud. I've been stoned a good amount today. As I was telling you earlier, I did a leg treatment this morning. Uh-huh. A vein treatment.
Yeah.
And, ooh, man, did it just, ooh. Funny thing about it, one thing I love, I don't know about love going in, but one thing about those appointments, I always get to see the next patient's information that's going to be next after me. So
today
was the youngest person to follow me. And that person was born in 1945. So normally it's somebody who was born in the 30s, you know, but, yeah, this person was born in 1945. The person who was following me. It's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny and crazy at the same time.
I'm like the youngest in there by a few decades by far.
Yeah.
I can tell because when I get in there, they start playing trap music.
So anyways, that's funny.
Yeah. So what the fuck, Phil? How's it going? How was your day?
It was all right. You know, it was okay. Kind of had a rough day today.
A rough day?
It was all right, though. Yeah.
Well, ain't that some shit? Well, I hope it's better now. Probably not because you're talking to me, but fuck it.
No. Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you why I was rough. I'm going to talk about why I was rough.
What?
So, I got a new job position at my work.
Congrats.
Yeah. It's pretty sweet. But, and I didn't tell a lot of people this because I was hoping I was going to get this position. But I applied for this job called, it's a career experience. So within Apple, you're able to apply or kind of step out of your job for a moment. And you can go be anywhere in like corporate Apple or Apple altogether. So any business part of Apple you're allowed to go for. So I applied for this career experience. It was for Beats 1 Apple Music. And most people don't even get interviews. Most people, like, it's like super intense. I received two interviews. I was able to get to the point where I was able to get two interviews. And it was for Beats 1. It was an assistant producer, so I'd be an assistant producer on, you know, Beats 1 radio show for Apple for 5 months, and then I'd come back home. Today, they told me no. They didn't accept me to go forward, but it was kind of rough. I was putting myself through a lot of, like, you know, mental, hoping that I could get this, you know, and be able to bring the stuff that I was able to learn from this to, like, our own radio shows and our own podcasts and stuff, and hopefully make it better. And I'm super, super bummed. That's kind of why I've been kind of meh today. I could tell you kind of saw it a couple times. I just didn't want to talk about it. But I thought, what better place than to talk about it now is right now. And yeah, it's just kind of rough. I was, like I said, I didn't even expect to get an interview at all. Like, there's hundreds and hundreds of people that even apply for this job. And I was able to get two interviews, and I was just kind of super bummed that I got told no today. So I was just kind of hoping that they would have told me yes. If they did tell me yes, I would have either been going to New York or California for 5 months, all paid. What's the cool part even from that is I would also still been getting paid for my other jobs. So I'd be getting paid for my Apple Store job along with getting paid from this job. So it'd be kind of like double timing it. And at the same time, I'd be assistant producing Beats One radio shows. But yeah, you know, and hopefully, I'm probably going to, when I go to back to work tomorrow, I'm going to probably send them an email and let them know thank you for their time. And hopefully I can apply for it again, you know, whenever it comes up. I just think it'd be super fun, you know, especially to help our radio show and get that going. You know, my goal with our radio show, Pete, and I think I've told you this a couple times, is to do it ourselves. You know, yeah, right now we're kind of under this blanket of 5XL Radio, which is cool and all, but I just feel like me and you have a lot better place we could be, which is something that we can run by ourselves. But we just don't have the capacity. We don't have the capacity, you know, to do it right now. But
right now,
you know, trust me, listeners, you'll probably hear me and Pete on radio shows a lot more here soon. Eventually, hopefully, our own. So
exactly.
I just want to let everybody know. You know, that's kind of what I've been going through the last month. I didn't want to tell a lot of people just in case. You know, and I wanted to kind of announce the one I did, but I did not get it. So I'm kind of ready to move forward and get some good radio going.
Right. No, I'm definitely with you. Hey, brother. And to that, you know what I'm going to say, man, you got two interviews out of there, and to get an interview in general out of Apple is fucking hard. Everybody knows it who's applied. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know what? You know, you're just going to dust it off and try again. Keep your head up, brother. You know, eventually you're going to get there. You know it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know you're going to do it. So it's only in time, brother. It's only in time. But to get two interviews, man, that's dope. And there had to have been a lot of people that applied for that. Had to have been.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of cool. Like the people I would talk to now that I can kind of talk about it. The people I talked to, the last group of people I talked to, her name was Julie. She was the head of Beats One Radio, for the California division. So she like runs all of California's Beats One. And then I was talking to this guy named Rob, who ran all the, radio for New York. And these guys are very, very cool to talk to. Like, super cool to talk to. The cool thing about Julie, she actually was the starter for Beats One. She came from iHeartRadio and moved over to Beats One, which was really, really cool to even like talk to this lady. So she's like a power woman. And then two people that I talked to beforehand, I talked to two creators who are creators of shows. There was this one radio show that they did with Bryson Tiller during Valentine's. And they're like, hey, have you heard of a show? And I was like, yeah, there's a show from Bryson Tiller during Valentine's. It was freaking dope. And the dude chimes in and said, well, I made that show. Like, I created that show. And I was like, dude, that show was fucking sick. You know, like, that was a dope radio show, you know? And it was just really cool to talk to these types of people. You know, and all I could think about was like, you know, like I'm talking to these people, which normally in real life, I probably would never even talk to these people ever. But it was just a really cool experience. I learned a lot, you know, I learned a lot about myself. I learned a lot about radio in general, you know? So like I said, I want people to know that me and Pete's radio are going to take off here soon. So please hang in there. Stay tuned. Like I've always said it since the beginning of all our podcasts, don't be late, be early. Because eventually you won't be able to talk to us either. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. Now to light up this joint and think about this, radio. So, or just talk.
Yeah.
One thing. And I just want to let y'all know, we literally have nothing, but we're going to make something of it.
Yeah,
of course. I did see, though, that a whale here recently died today. I think it was today. I read the headline, They found 88 pounds of plastic in its stomach.
Oh, yeah, the whale. Yeah, dude. That was crazy. And, like, I think they found, like, a flip-flop. A flip-flop, 88 pounds. Yeah, that was the funny part. That was the part that I was like, so out of all this thing that you're talking about, this whale, you had to talk about the flip-flop that they found. So make it worse. Found a flip-flop. You know, like, oh, we're going
to
make
it. Well, they had to mention, the flip-flop, man. I mean, they had to mention the
flip-flop. Well, so to make it worse, like it wasn't worse enough with the plastic that was in it. And then they had to be like, well,
within that plastic, there's a flip-flop.
There's a fucking flip-flop. It's like, what the fuck? Who cares? Who literally cares?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, man. 88 pounds, man. But that just goes to show, man, how bad the water's polluted. I mean, the water's polluted. The ocean's polluted pretty bad.
It is. And it is really bad. Really bad, actually.
It is pretty bad. And it's just people fucking lack of caring. It's just throwing trash away, man. Like, I see people fucking throw trash out the window, and it fucking irks me. Man, it fucking irks me when I see people throw trash out the window. You know what I mean? I don't know why. I don't even throw cigarette butts outside, really, man. I really don't. Not even when I'm traveling, I don't do that. Not even when I'm fishing, dude. I put it in my back pocket, the butt. You know, I don't throw it in the lake, you know. Shit, but there's times we even go out to our lake here, man, and it's just fucking dead filthy. Like, just fucking trash all over the place. People are lazy, man. I don't know what to say.
People are lazy. You know, that translates to a lot of different things that I've seen people do. But, like, this right here, you know, like, it also makes you think, like, everybody who is around or in anywhere should think about. And I really don't want to say this because I just feel like I'm just like an activist, I guess. But, like, recycle your shit. If you can recycle it, recycle it. Plastics and stuff is going to be used for other things, not just sitting in a whale's stomach. Possibly just taking out birds, turtles, whatever. I don't know. It's kind of sad to see. Again, I don't know why they brought up the flip-flop. But, you know, it's kind of like adding fuel to the fire. You know, like, where there's this bag, there's this plastic, there's this, there's that. There's so much plastic in this freaking whale. And there's a freaking flip-flop. Like, you know, like, everything that just made it sound so bad, but just to make it that much more worse, to put that cherry on top, they had to say there was also a fucking flip-flop.
Well, the flip-flop, once again, it was to make the article probably a little bit more enticing. You know what I mean? They had to mention flip-flop because that's what sticks in the mind.
Isn't that bad, though? Like, isn't that bad?
Well, it's just reporting, man. That's just how it works, man.
You know, next time we release our podcast, we're gonna say Phil loses a finger, and listen to Pete, you know, wear a new thong, you know, and see what happens. We're just gonna hear what happens. Because obviously the biggest thing was that Pete wore a thong, and they're not gonna worry that I lost a pinky.
Of course not. They don't give a fuck.
No. But it's crazy to me that people are only aware and only get excited, I guess you could say, whenever it's shit like that. Like, you know, oh shit, this is bad. I need to tell somebody. No, it doesn't become bad until they say there's a fucking flip flop in this fucking whale that now it's bad. Now it's really bad.
Well, it opens the article up. It leaves the article open to a lot of thoughts and a lot of criticism to how the ocean's dirty. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it had just, rice sacks, grocery bags, banana, plantation bags, general plastic bags. They said 16 rice sacks in total. 16.
Huh. Rice sacks?
Rice sacks.
What the fuck is a rice sack?
You know, those sacks that you see, like, those, like, real thick plastic white sacks. They look like stuff you'd see, what's it called? Like wheat in, or stuff you'd see like malt in, you know, like in breweries. You ever see those sacks of like white bags? Those are like rice bags. And those are heavy bags.
What the fuck would those be doing in a fucking... Obviously, somebody would have to dump them in there.
Yeah, that means... But... So, they said rice... Let me get a good... let me get a good visual for you. Yeah, see, this is exactly what they look like. Look at this fucking thing. You're going to be like, what the fuck? Here's a good example. Do you know those bags that you'd get for, like, shopping? You know, to, like, go grocery shopping? Instead of using the grocery bags, you use, like, those other bags?
Yeah.
Those are rice bags.
Oh, one of those.
Like, yeah, that material. Like, that material rice bag.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Damn, 16 of them. 16. Well, people are just dumping them in the...
They're just throwing them in there. They're just, like, throwing it in mm-hmm. there.
Hmm.
The crazy part about, like, all these articles that you see them from CNN, NBC News. Let's see. I'm looking right now. I count a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different articles about the same whale. 10 articles.
How many?
10.
10 articles about the same whale?
About the same whale.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot of articles about a dead whale, man.
It is. And I think the reason I think I like it, and this is kind of why I like that there's that many articles, is that now they're trying, and I'm loose on that word, trying to make people aware of pollution. It's bad. It's really bad.
Oh yeah, it's drastically bad. Yeah, well, yeah, it's just me going to the lake here. I can tell it's bad just from the fucking people that live in our state.
You know what's the fucked part is it's plastic from the fishing industry.
Think that's what it is?
Oh yeah, 100%. 100%. Nets.
Well, all that wasn't fishing gear. That wasn't fishing gear that was in that whale stomach.
Yeah, but they're even saying it in here. Hundreds of thousands of whales, dolphins, seals, and turtles are killed by ocean plastic pollution every year, including single-use plastics and abandoned plastic gear from the fishing industry.
Abandoned plastic gear from the fishing industry. So they're trash.
They're trash.
Yeah. See, now that's garbage, you know.
So since Pete and our buddy Jay, they are part of the fishing community heavy, they have said they will make sure there's no trash they leave behind.
Exactly. So yes, enough about the whale and trash. I don't leave trash. I don't leave trash behind. It's not good.
It's not good.
It's not good at all. So I was I seen a little bit earlier, and attempting to go back and find it, but maybe it should just be an overall question. It was an article stating that Trump there should be a consideration on Trump passing a concealed carry for everyone to be able to carry, for everyone in the U.S. Everyone's granted a concealed carry permit. I believe that was the bill he was looking to push forward, is for everyone to be able to have a concealed carry, which when I was reading this article or when I read the headline, I mean, I'd ask myself, well, technically anybody can, right? Just as long as you don't have a blemish on your record?
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
So,
but now reading the article, it made it sound like you could carry it no matter what all the time. That's what I think.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's how it was when I read the article. You know what I mean? And now that you know, and one thing that I kind of wanted to bring back up, you know, just because I thought about that, or I read that a little bit earlier. Of course, we've talked about it a few times. Marijuana's on the big movement to be legalized. I was reading an article today that it looks they're pushing for it to be legal recreational in New Mexico in 2020. So not in 2019, but in 2020 is when they're looking for it to be recreational. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I soon want to ask myself, when it becomes recreational, what happens to the gun law then? You know, or what happened in Colorado? I mean, when it became recreational, you could still own a gun, right?
Yeah, you can still own a gun. They did get rid of bump stocks, though.
Bump stocks?
Bump stocks.
Bump stocks. Yeah. Okay.
So okay. If you had a bump stock and you added that additional to your gun, you almost turn it into like an automatic weapon.
Like an automatic?
Correct.
I see. Right. You see, so, and one of the other interesting things that, you know, well, that's really interesting. You know, if it's right now, there's a big debate on, because if you're medicinally approved to smoke cannabis or to use cannabis, you're not allowed to own a gun.
Correct.
You know what I mean? And how's that going to happen when it becomes fully recreational? I mean, those people who smoke medicinally, are they allowed to go back and get a gun? That's my question.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Well, I think right now...
When it happened.
Like, the people here in Colorado, what they did for them is I think the people who became medical patients while they owned a weapon, I think depending on the type of gun, they had to surrender it.
They had to surrender it?
I believe so. Let me fact check myself on that. Let's see. Gun laws in Colorado with marijuana license.
Oh man, this cannabis is great.
Oh, so since 2016, if you they would give you a ban of firearm who hold medical marijuana cards, but Colorado was not one of those states, so there was 9 western states that upheld that law, but Colorado was not one of them.
So 9 states, medicinal patients had to surrender their guns?
In 9 states, correct.
In 9 states.
here's this crazy one right here. This is that one I think we talked about. This was a couple podcasts ago. The ruling stemmed from a lawsuit brought by a Nevada woman. Let's see if that jogs your memory there. With a medical marijuana card, she says she is not a user, though, who was denied a gun by a gun dealer. The court decision is again fueling a debate about the inspection of state and federal law on weed and weapons.
It does ring a bell. It does.
Yeah. So, here's another one. This is kind of funny. If they're 21 and they got a joint and a gun on their hip, there's no issue there, he said. So people are already saying, like, if you're 21, you got a joint and a gun on your hip, there's no problem. So it seems like the federal law are the only ones that are having a fit. So, like, the local state has no problem, but the federal are having issues.
Yeah, would be the ones that be that it'd be them to be having problems anyways.
Yeah.
Definitely not the state, since they left it up into the state's hands anyways. So I don't know. I'm ready to see how big the movement's gonna go. And it's just I'm real interested to see where everything's gonna fall with guns, you know, in particularly in New Mexico. Or even even if see how it plays out with guns, see if it's even a big thing. You know what I mean? That's just kind of what I'm really anxious to see. Of course, I'm anxious to see it go full recreational. And everything that I'm looking at, man, looks like it's pushing for state-ran dispensaries. State-ran dispensaries, which
would suck balls.
Would suck because there's a massive tax. Mm-hmm. Probably well, shit weed.
There's tax anyway, but if it's state, the only shitty part for you guys, most likely, it's going to be big companies that are already established in states that already have marijuana. So like California, Colorado, Boston, you know, stuff like that. So you're going to see these people from over there either A, bringing their weed over there or and just like bringing it there or trying to grow in New Mexico. New Mexico is kind of warm to grow that weed. Like it gets really, really hot. So it might be kind of interesting for it to succeed over there. That's kind of the bummer part is having that much weed be transported over there. Like you might have some like bunky ass like weed or some weird issues with it. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. We'll see what they do.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. I'm also interested to see what kind of marijuana I'll see pop up around here. You know what I mean? When it's more recreational. I mean I just now it's gotten more medicinal. It's quietly highly medicinal here, and you just see and hear a lot more strains. You know, we talked about it on the podcast last time.
Yeah,
like the weed names and shit. You know,
yeah. There's like Butter Biscuit. There's fucking. Donkey Wiener. There's like Girl Scout cookies. There's all sorts of shit.
You know, so hopefully there'll be a day where they prescribe cannabis. You know what I mean? Actually prescribe, you know, a couple of grams a week or something like that. That'd be pretty interesting to see. But enough about drugs, I guess.
Enough about pot. Nothing. Well, yeah. I wouldn't consider pot a drug anymore. I'd consider it more of like your local medicine.
Yeah, well, definitely pot's not for everybody. I think of it as alcohol, to be honest with you. I obviously not with the same like long term effects.
Yeah,
but in the sense of usage, like usage itself, I almost want to put it in the same category as alcohol. I mean, alcohol really kills you drastically, it, depending on how much you consume. You know, sometimes it's hard just to stop after one, but. I think nowadays alcohol and butter almost on the same level. Almost. Let me say almost.
Almost.
Yeah, almost.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know they can make like CBD like alcohol and CBD beer.
Yeah, well they make a CBD beer now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
They it's do. Really
it's,
good.
It's not everywhere. It's no, not it's everywhere. Not. It's not.
It's really good. But, it's really good.
Should be interesting to try. You know. And, you know, speaking interesting things to try, it's kind of a weird question, but I'm going to ask you anyways.
Yeah.
If you could try any drug that you've never tried before, which drug would you try? But knowing that you're going to be medically, like, seen, be taken care of, like, what drug would you try?
None. I've done too many drugs to like even be like, oh, this is great. Like any drug out there that I've tried, I've liked it.
Hated yourself? Or
no,
what?
I liked it, but like just like now, how old I am, I couldn't handle it.
All right, rewind 10 years ago, and I ask you this:
acid.
What would you say? Acid?
Yeah.
Why acid?
You're in a whole nother realm. Like you've literally escaped your reality. Like reality is no longer real.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like when I was that young, like that was what I enjoyed, was not being part of this, my reality. So like it was great, but like now I wouldn't even want to be anywhere around it.
You couldn't handle that mentally. Yeah.
No. Like acid, any psychedelics, they're rough. They're like, they're awesome during, but like if it would just be during and then I would just be fine, like coming down, I'd be fine with that. Like it was just like, and then done, you know, like you're right back to how you were before. I'd be totally down with that. But like the calm down and like you feeling how, you know, how everything is, like, it's rough. It's rough.
Is it the come down effect that got you?
Yeah, I think so. You know, I think the mental part of me coming down was just not fun.
No.
It was not fun at all.
Damn, that's nuts.
Yeah, but like now I wouldn't even touch it, not even look at it. You know, there's friends who I know now that still do that stuff and I'm just like, you're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, doing it for long periods of time is definitely no good, I would think, you know. But that would probably be mine. I think I've said it before, I've never tried mushrooms, but, you know, I've been open to try them since they've released a lot of info out on it, you know what I mean? I think under a controlled environment, I think I'd be fine, but I don't know if I'd enjoy the high that much if I was under a controlled environment, or I don't even know if it'd be an enjoyable high.
Well, like you were in an environment where you knew you were being like watched and taken care of, that'd be kind of cool. You know what I mean? But like, let's say like a massive warehouse with like pillows, blankets, TVs, you know, being able to look up at the stars, lights, all sorts of stuff. Then you know what? I'd probably be down. But like, you know, doing mushrooms, everything's about the visual, you know, and like I would say the first 15, 20 minutes, maybe sometimes an hour while you're on mushrooms, you just laugh. You laugh probably for like 45 minutes. And then all of a sudden things just like you start seeing trails, you know, like things are longer than they normally are. So like, you know, if you were to like wave your hand in front of you, you'd see like your hand.
Yeah, like Matrix type bullshit.
Yeah. And then like after all that and after all it's done, you kind of just almost just like zone out.
Just a massive zone out?
Yeah, just a massive zone. And time is not even like, it's like you feel like
it's almost like what's time, right?
Yeah, like 1 hour you feel like you've been maybe doing that for like maybe 30 minutes and it's been like 8 hours. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Damn. I didn't like either. Like I didn't like that I lost time.
Yeah, well, that losing the sense of time sucks. You know what I mean? Yeah, I know exactly what you mean. But I think if I were to ever want to experience a high again, I mean, obviously I said, so mushrooms would be mine. That's just because it would just be mine, you know, in a controlled environment. Or fishing. I think if I ate some and I was fishing, I think I'd be all right. I think I would.
You'd have to make sure again, you saying. Were with, like, a group of people that didn't make you think in a weird way. Because I've definitely had a bad trip when I had people that even if I just had a slight sketch part about, I would not have a good time. I'd have to be around somebody that like I absolutely 125,000,000% trusted.
Damn. It's a lot of trust.
Yeah.
It's a lot of trust. You're not scaring me, asshole. I'm going to try them at some point in time in my life.
Well, maybe 40. You should. You should. I would just tell you right now, if you do, just don't be around your kid, your lady. I wouldn't even be around family, to be honest, because they'll probably like start something in your mind that you'll be mad at or frustrated with or something. You know, there'll be something that'll set it off. You know, like I couldn't – One person I couldn't be around was my brother. And I absolutely trust my brother. You know, like, I trust and I love my brother. But, like,
hey, really quick, you're crackling up really good. You're crackling up pretty good there. Might be your chain.
No, nothing. No, I don't have my chain on. Nice try. But, yeah, but, you know, like, the...
All right. What's the time on this? I don't mean to interrupt you, but I'm gonna make sure to point this out. I hear crackling. I'm not tripping. I know I'm high. All right, go ahead.
There's no crackling.
Why couldn't you be around your brother? I hear it. Anyways.
Well, it's probably your shitty headphones, but
the ones you sent me?
Oh, you're using the ones you actually plugged in this time for sure?
Like, damn.
You're not using the one you bought for somebody else?
The ones made by your company? Yeah.
No, not made my company. They were we bought them.
Yeah.
So they're technically not made by the company. But
yeah, they're made by your company. But why couldn't you be around your brother?
Just because, like, we'd start probably talking or fighting about something.
Huh. That's interesting.
Like, even just like, you know, me and my brother, when we start talking about, like, a business or like the brewery that we're wanting to buy, you know, like, we start fighting about it, you know, cause he has a way he wants to do something, or he, you know, like, he believes, you know, something, or, you know, and that's how it's always been between me and my brother, is that, you know, like, we believe, we know better than the other. And then we just start arguing.
Y'all are definitely two strong-minded individuals. I agree.
I just know that it would definitely be a thing. So, like I've done it. I've tripped with him before, and it wasn't good, you know. And I've tripped with him on a good time too. And he was like my rock, you know. He was the one that I would ask or talk to, you know. And he helped me get through, you know, the crazy visuals that I was seeing, or help me get through whatever I was going through, you know. But yeah, like I said, if you're gonna do it, just make sure you're around an environment that makes you feel good, you know. Like,
be fishing on a pier with a bunch of strangers.
Yeah, and then, you know, just make sure, you know, like, you're not gonna be driving for a while. You know what I mean? Like,
right? No, I'm with you. No, I see it in my future, trying it at some point in time. Definitely not anytime soon. Unless I become a test subject and they pay me, then that'd be something different.
That'd be kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be fucking super dope, you know. And, you know, that's one thing that's one thing I've thought about too. And I've I've followed, like, Herb. I follow Herb on Snap and Insta and stuff like that, and they always ask if you have if you want to be a patient, like a clinical patient, give us a holler. I hit them up and they sent me back a packet once. So really? Fill it out and send it back. Yeah.
Was it for marijuana or was it for psilocybin?
Yeah, it was for cannabis. No, it was for cannabis. Yeah. Is for cannabis.
That's so cool.
They wanted to know. They asked, like, how have I been using, like, cannabis for treatment and shit like that. You know, so that was pretty cool. I filled it out and sent it. So they said they'd always keep it on file if they need me. So that'd be dope if they just randomly call me.
Yeah. Like, hey, you want to come get stoned?
You want to come get stoned and talk about? You know what you do for you and Reefer?
Yeah, you know, that'd be kind of cool. And Reefer? That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, that would be pretty cool. But shit, we were just on drugs for a while there. But
literally, we were on drugs for a while there.
We were, and yeah, I actually just drew a blank there. Something came to my mind, but I drew a blank because I'm stoned. So what's on the agenda next for conversation with Phil and Pete? Let's talk about that for a moment.
Well, I know for sure, hopefully on Sunday, we're looking at doing a live podcast. Am I correct? Like a round table sort of thing that we're thinking about there. We'll probably, I don't know. We can either reach out to people. Me and Pete haven't really talked about, like, maybe reaching out to people, maybe asking people on our page if they want to join us on the round table. So we haven't really gotten that far yet. See what we want to do. Really.
Yeah. Sky's going to be the limit. Me and Phil just got a couple of days, and we'll get to see each other. It's been how long, Philip? How long?
Christmas.
You were here when?
Christmas.
Were you here Christmas?
No, I was there for my birthday. Yeah, my birthday.
Yeah, I was going to say you weren't here Christmas.
No, I wasn't.
No, you weren't. Damn, so it's been quite a minute since I've seen Philip, so he's going to swoop me up and we're headed out this motherfucker. So, not a long time in Las Cruces, but yeah, Sunday, this coming Sunday, hopefully, if everything works out, y'all are going to be blessed. We're going to be blessed to have a roundtable podcast of some sort, at least with me and Phil, if anything, since it's been a while. So, but that was our rant for the evening. Not anything real set in stone, but we just wanted to tell you all hi and give you all some content. I don't know if Phil's ready to wrap it up or not.
I don't know. I'm sure. You sound like you're ready to go to sleep.
No, bitch, I'm not ready to go to sleep. Are you ready to go to sleep?
Nah, I'll probably be up. I gotta make this episode for Wednesday.
That's right. Episode time, ladies and gentlemen. Well, y'all check out my Instagram, Fatfishing. It's coming up. I'm actually going to post a picture right now here in a few moments. A bass I caught about a week ago. So, yeah. Y'all like it.
Bass comment, that he subscribe. Caught. A bass.
Yeah. Hey, y'all give us a like, share, comment, hit us up. You got any topics or anything specific you want us to talk about, let us know. And we'll be happy to talk about it.
Cool. Yeah, and if Tony Sunaga, if you are listening, trust me, we have not forgot about you.
Oh hell no!
We're gonna make that shirt while I'm up there, so we can kind of just hand it to you. And then we're gonna kind of hopefully we can do all this kind of exchange on our podcast. Stay tuned, everybody. It's we're having fun, and thanks for hanging out with us. Again, my hashtag is Fuck Phil. Always follow that. Even just click on Fuck Phil and you'll see all the great shit. And thanks for listening to Conversation with Phil and Pete.
Take it easy. Stay high.
Peace.